Après Daphné, dans les matinées de la CRTV, les sports en anglais. Marcel Nfoche.
Hello, Cheta Bile. Good morning and welcome to this edition of Morning Sports on CRTV's national station. In our top stories, Cameroonian table tennis player Saraham Funana has been knocked out of the ongoing Paris Olympics after losing to Shen Xin of Taipei in the round of 32 of the women's singles by 0-4 sets. Fondation André Zico fans will clash with the Armed Forces and Police Handball Club FAB in the men's final of this year's Handball Cup of Cameroon, while FAB will face city rivals Tonne Kalara Club in the women's final. And out of the country, Cameroonian winger Muminga Malu has continued to impress for Dinamo Moscow as he scored for the second weekend running to help his team beat city rivals Lokomotiv Moscow 3-1 in the Russian Premier League. The ongoing Paris Olympic Games enter day six today with hostilities in various disciplines programmed throughout the day. Team Cameroon started competing over the weekend in table tennis, with Sarah Hamfo securing her first victory on Saturday, but she was knocked out of the competition during her second outing yesterday. For more, let's connect with CRTV's envoy to Paris, Baldwin Sama. Good morning, Baldwin.
Good morning, Marcel. Welcome to Paris this bright Monday morning, where we are 3 days into the competition officially. I say officially, especially after the official opening ceremony last Friday. Last weekend, we had the first Cameroonian athlete in the person of Sarah Hanfu, who started competing for Team Cameroon. There was the women's singles, talking about table tennis. On Saturday, Marcel, she had a tournament debut against one of the youngest athletes in women's table tennis, who made her debut at the Olympic Games. We are talking about Chelsea Zigil from Guyana. It was a swift ride for Sarah Hanfu playing against Chelsea Zigil, because Sarah Hanfu managed the five different sets and won the match 4-1, and therefore picked that qualification ticket for the next round of the competition. Sarah Hanfu looked very confident after her victory on Saturday and was so sure that she was going to move over to the next stage comfortably, especially after the key opponent she was to face yesterday, Sunday, at the round of 32, who happens to be one of the best in women's table tennis, ranked amongst the top 16 in the world in the person of Cheng Xing. But unfortunately for Sarah Hanfu, yesterday, Sunday, it was a difficult ride. She lost all the sets, hopefully, to Cheng Xing. Cheng Xing won the match 4-0, which was quite impossible for Sarah Hanfu to secure points which could have permitted her to win at least a set. The defeat conceded by Sarah Hanfu yesterday makes her to bow out of the competition at the 32nd final and automatically put an end to her international career with Cameroon, because before these Olympic Games, Sarah Hanfu had already announced that she'll put an end to an international career at the end of this year's edition of the Olympic Games, which was the third participation for Sarah Hanfu after that of 2012 in London, 2021 in Tokyo, and 2024 in Paris. She failed to qualify for the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. This France-based lawyer says she wants to devote more time now to her family that she has missed so much, and that's why she has decided to put an end to her international career, but she will not stay completely away from tennis, so says Sarah Hanfu. So the next athlete for Team Cameroon, Marcel, to compete will be tomorrow, Tuesday. That's going to be one of the swimmers in the person of Ngelo. This Monday, there is no Cameroonian athletes competing, but the different athletes, five of them who are still in competition. I'm talking about the two swimmers, Ngelo and Giorgio. There is Sopim Bela in the women's judo. There is Emmanuel Eseme Alobwe there in the men's 100-meter sprints, talking about athletics, and not forgetting Linda Angunu in the women's 400-meter hurdles. These are the athletes who are still to compete for Cameroon, and they will all compete before the week runs out. And by 9 a.m. here in Paris, 8 a.m. back there in Yaoundé, most of them would have gone to their respective training centers, training ahead of their respective competitions. So for now, one out of the six athletes has bowed out of the competition for Team Cameroon, Sarah Hanfu. We just have five athletes left to defend the nation's colors in the ongoing Paris Olympic Games. Back to you, Marcel.
Many thanks, Baldwin. Shortly after her defeat and elimination from the Olympics, a disappointed Sarah Hanfu Nana expressed gratitude to her team members and all Cameroonians for their support. She spoke to our reporter, Baldwin Sama.
It's a bit weird because, you know, it's the end of the world in the Olympics, but also the end of my career. 30 years of table tennis, all the memories are coming through my head right now. And I'm very grateful regarding all the people that supported me throughout the way, the coaches, the sparring partners, and above all, the family. I have to process all of this, and I will see later. But again, thank you to all the Cameroonian and people who supported me today and throughout the way during 30 years.
What didn't work well for Sarah Hanfu?
Oh, she was simply better, you know. She's ranked number 12 in the world. I'm 122, so she was better. I could have won the first game, and maybe it could have changed the way the game went. But she was better. I gave my all. I wish I had a better draw. This is sports, but she was simply better.
It's true that it's the end of the career for Sarah Hanfu. Do Cameroonians need to know something? What next after this Olympic Games for Sarah Hanfu?
Retirement. Time with the loved one, family, friends. I really need some time with them. I've missed them a lot this past month. And then I will be back for table tennis, not as a coach, but I want to settle some training program for the kids so that they don't go through the same obstacle that I went through during my career. And I want to give back to table tennis. So I will be back in a few months, but with another hat.
Away from the Olympics, Fondation André Zico fans will clash with the Armed Forces and Police Handball Club FAB in this year's Handball Cup of Cameroon, while FAB will take on city rivals Tonne Kalara Club in the women's final. The four teams qualified for the two finals after semi-final matches played this Saturday at the University of Yaoundé One Sports Complex. In the men's category, fans defeated Renaissance 28-24, while FAB humbled Friendship 28-21. In the women's category, FAB overpowered fans 24-22, while Tekase trashed Divaw Bafoussam 36-14. At the end of the semi-final matches, Ben Collins Nyueberuo got the reactions of one of the players of the fans' men's team.
My name is Bebo Concho. I'm a right back. The match was not very easy, entered very slowly, because it was not every semi-final is never in a small match. We had to do our best in order to overcome our opponents. But thanks to God and to the resilience of my teammates, we had a successful match.
How did you see your opponents, Renaissance of Douala?
It's a very dynamic team. All of us saw they pose us a very big challenge. They are very dynamic, very, very good at each wing. They play well and they gave us a very beautiful match.
It's never easy to defend the trophy. You people are defending the trophy you won last year, and the final is going to be against FAB that have promised they are going to stop you from winning that trophy.
I myself am an ex-player from FAB, but everybody wants to win. This is the best team so far. But every detail is going to come during the final. So every detail is going to be important. We don't want to procrastinate and say that the match is going to be easy or light or whatsoever. We're going to take every action individually and go to 100%. We're going to give it our best, and thanks to God, maybe we're going to come up with the trophy.
In football, the 2024 champions of the South West Regional League, Boya United Football Club, have raised the sum of 3,850,000 francs as part of preparations for the National Interpol's scheduled to take place from August 1 to 15, 2024 in Yaoundé. This was during a fundraising ceremony that took place in Boya last Friday, graced with the presence of the governor of the South West Region, the director of NASLA, and other top dignitaries. The president of the club, Kaji Valeria, appreciated the donors and has pledged to do everything within his powers to bring an elite ticket from the competition, as has been the case with the representatives of the region in the past two seasons. The Southwest flag bearers at this year's National Interpols are drawn in Group B alongside the champions of the West, Adamawa, South and North regions. And out of the country, Cameroonian winger Muminga Male was on the score sheet for the second weekend running as his club Dynamo Moscow outplayed Lokomotiv Moscow by 3-1 to maintain their great start to the season. Ngamalo's goal for Marcel Lika's men was complemented by two others from Luka Ganitze and Milan Matorovic, while Dmitry Voroboj scored the lone goal for the visitors from the other side of the capital city. Dynamo remains second in the Russian Premier League with 6 points from a possible six and are only behind leaders Zenit St. Petersburg on goal difference. The club will be on the road to Spartak Moscow on Wednesday in match day 3 of the Russian Top Flight League. It is on that note that we draw the curtains on today's edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News presented by Marcel Mfouchie. Back to you, Sheta.
Merci, Marcel Mfouchie. Madame, Monsieur, dans le micro-programme de la Délégation générale à la Sûreté nationale en ce début de semaine, de beaux souvenirs, les clichés de la cérémonie de graduation la semaine dernière à l'École nationale supérieure de police. Hélène Akbor.
Canal Police.
Canal Police is the police on air for the education and the sensitization of the population.
Good morning, dear listeners, and welcome to this morning's edition of Canal Police, a production of the Communication and Public Relations Unit of the Jura Delegation for National Security, in collaboration with the Cameroon Radio Television, the CRTV. This program is brought to you under the editorial supervision of the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bagangele. Please, Commissioner Joyce Cecile Njemandeng is our editor-in-chief. For presentation, I'm Second Grade Police Inspector Helen Agbo. The Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bagangele, last Friday, July 26, 2024, presided over the graduation ceremony of 356 cadets, superintendents, and assistant superintendents of police, comprised of Cameroonians and Congolese, who have come to the end of their training and awarded honorary distinctions to some 100 meritorious civil servants of the national security, this on the ticket of May 2024 National Day celebration. Details on this morning's edition of Canal, please. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. The joyous triple ceremony kicked off at exactly 10 a.m. with the arrival of the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bagangele, at the Explanate of the National Advanced Police School, Yaoundé. After shaking hands with the constituted corps, he proceeded to the flag bearers for the singing of the national anthem before taking his seat at the tribune, which was jam-packed with his guests, amongst which were the ambassador of the Democratic Republic of Congo to Cameroon, the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, not forgetting some top-ranking officials of the police corps. Taking the floor, the commander of the National Advanced Police School, Police Commissioner Tang Eno Lawrence Uben, thanked the police boss for his availability to personally preside over the triple ceremony.
The staff of the National Advanced Police School have tasked me to extend their gratitude to you for your foresight and visionary leadership and for putting training and capacity building at the center of your reform agenda of the National Security Corps.
The first part of the ceremony was consecrated to the award of medals to some 100 deserving civil servants of the National Security Corps, this on the ticket of May 2024 National Day celebration. The medals received range from the Public Force Medal, Knight of the Sporting Order of Valor, just to name but these. One of the recipients, Senior Superintendent of Police Fire NS, expresses gratitude for the honorary distinction.
It is a sentiment of joy. It is a commitment to continue to serve because medals are not given to anyone. They are given to people who merit.
The second part of the ceremony was focused on Superintendent of Police Onyongnyong Maurice, who was recently exceptionally promoted by the President of the Republic to the rank of Senior Superintendent of Police. He was decorated with his new epaulets by the Delegate General for National Security to the loud applause of the crowd. One of the key moments of the ceremony was the award of the end of course diplomas and epaulets to 97 cadets superintendents of police of the Cameroonian nationality, 29 cadets superintendents of police of the Congolese nationality, followed by 161 cadet assistant superintendents of police of Cameroonian nationality and 69 cadet assistant superintendents of police of Congolese nationality. On his part, Delegate General for National Security thanked the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, for this recruitment, which will go a long way to reinforce the operational capacity of the Cameroonian police force. Mr. Martin Bagangele exhorted the graduates to work hard to enrich their careers while reminding them of the missions of the police. He equally enjoined the laureates to maintain a good working relationship with the administrative and judicial authorities, not forgetting other defense and security forces. The crowd present witnessed a spectacular display of a carousel constituted of both superintendents and assistant superintendents of police on the theme Day of Triumph. Some of the laureates expressed the knowledge gained and how they intend to use it on the field.
Superintendent of Police George Areag want to be sure that I will use the knowledge all for the good of the police and continue serving my nation.
Assistant Superintendent of Police Galim Gilbert intend to be more professional and put all of what I've learned into practice.
Superintendent of Police Ngaye Kenonde Gabriel, Congolese by nationality. I'm going back with a vast knowledge. I've learned a lot here in Cameroon. Good work hand in hand to protect the population.
The occasion culminated with a military march pass followed by a cocktail offered by the police boss. That brings us to the end of this morning's edition of Canal Plus. We were technically assisted by CRTV's Elizabeth Hamann. For presentation, I've been Second Grade Police Inspector Helen Agbo.